الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب ذكر مرض القلب وموته. The chapter with regards to the mention of the sickness of the heart and its death. And we have seen that the heart is three categories, or three types of hearts. One heart that is considered salim, the qalbu as-salim, the heart that is sound, and the heart that is healthy, and the heart that is firm and strong, strong with faith and iman, and firm upon the obedience of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is described as being salim, safe and sound, solid. And likewise, there is another heart that is called al-qalbu al-mariid, the heart that is sick, the heart that is sick, and it's the one that has a disease in it, or it has an ailment in it, it has a weakness in it, something that has come to it to weaken it and to affect it and to corrupt it. So therefore, it has life. It's not dead. It has life. But it has a weakness and a corruption and a disease in it that is affecting it. So this is the heart that's considered sick, and the heart that is ill and corrupted. And the third type is the heart al-qalb al-mayyit. Al-qalb al-mayyit, the heart that is dead. The heart that has been withered and dried up. It's become hard from sins. And from rejection, of the truth, and from refusing to comply and to submit, until the heart becomes locked and the heart becomes closed and life cannot reach it, the life of the revelation and the good that has come in the legislation, it will not be able to reach the heart, because it will have a cover on it and a seal, and it will become locked and it will be closed. And it will die, and it will wither. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So these are the three types of hearts. Two of them are alive, and one of them is dead. One of them is alive, and it is alive with good life, and it's strong. It's called as-salim. The other one likewise is alive, but it's affected by weakness and disease, and it's called al-mariyad as-saqim, the heart that is sick and ill. After that, if the sickness is not cured, or dealt with and treated, then the heart, it will die. And that is al-qalb al-mayyit. So we had begun reading some benefits from the first chapter of the work of al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala, and the work is called Ighathatu al-Lahfan fi masayidi al-shaytan. Ighathatu al-Lahfan, yani to bring relief to the one who is in distress. Anybody here who is in distress, he is captured in the tricks, in the traps, and in the snares of the shaitan. He has fallen into the traps and the snares of shaitan. So here, this work here is with regards to relieving that person, saving that person. It's a beautiful parable in the title and in the understanding. For example, if a person, he was trapped in a web, and he was not able to get out, and he was in danger, and someone was coming to harm him, and he was entangled in this affair, and then he is crying for help, and someone came and released him from that. And this is a great favor and blessing and benefit for that person. Or somebody who is drowning in the ocean. He's drowning in the ocean, screaming for help, and suddenly someone comes with a boat and pulls him out and saves him and relieves him from this great distress. And this is an example of the people who have become misguided and misled and fallen into the traps of shaitan. Some of them are drowning in misguidance, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, and drowning and drunk with the dunya, and they're lost. And others, they're trapped in the snares of the devil, and they do not perceive that, and they are stuck in this affair. And others, they are trapped while they know, and they try to get out, and many times it only causes them to become more tangled, because they do not know the proper way and the proper means to remove oneself from this affair. So he authored this work in this manner, to bring relief to those who have been tried with the traps and the snares of the devil. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So he began the affair mentioning the issue of the heart. And he began this work mentioning the issue of the heart. Again, he mentioned the first chapter and the fact that the hearts, they are divided into three categories. The heart that is sound and healthy, and the heart that is sick and ill, and the heart that is dead. And the heart that is dead. So this is because the heart, it is described with life. And the opposite of that, the heart is described with life. لمن كان له قلب وألقى السمع وهو شهيد. يعني a heart, the one who has a heart, he's the one who benefits. He's the one who benefits from the revelation and from the recitation of the Quran. The one who has a heart, meaning a heart that is alive. The heart that is alive, and he listens attentively. So the heart is described with life. And if that's the case, it also is described with death. And the heart that is alive can be fully alive and strong and healthy, and likewise it can be sick. So this is the affair that he mentioned. And likewise he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, that nothing will benefit a person. Yani, no one will be safe on the day of resurrection. That no one will be safe on the day of resurrection except for the one who comes with this type of heart. The heart that is considered sareem. The heart that is considered sareem. يَوْمٌ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Yani on a day that no wealth nor property or no children will be able to help a person whatsoever except for the one who comes with a sound heart. Except for the one who comes with a sound heart. So we've seen that the author, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned yani the definition of the sound heart to clarify this affair. And it is very important yani to know what is a sound heart and what is the correct heart and what is the heart that is alive. So that if a person, he sees that he has some of these traits and characteristics, he will praise Allah and thank Him. And he will strive to maintain them and to increase them and to keep them deeply rooted in his heart and firm and alive. And likewise, if he sees something that is contrary to that, he will know now how to rectify that affair. So before we read the text of this issue, and there are a number of chapters the author, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, clarifying details and examples of the sickness of the heart and what would occur to a person if his heart becomes sick. And from that is that he will love disobedience, and disobedience will be pleasing to him, and life's like this, and he will prefer that. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And from these affairs. But before that, to know the opposite of that, because this is what the purpose of this book is, to be aware of these evils in order to avoid them. To be aware of these evils, these major sins, and these affairs, in order to avoid them, and to be upon the opposite of them, to be away from them, and upon the opposite of these affairs. So the opposite of the heart that is dead, and the opposite of the heart that is sick, is the sound heart. So we read again, the author, he says, رحمه الله تعالى, أنه الذي قد سلم من كل شهوة تخالف أمر الله ونهيه. And this is very important. And again, to pay attention. That, and I summarize, yani if we read all of this, these few pages here with the regards to this issue, it would take a bit of time. But we summarize, and we hope for the blessing and benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the heart, the sound heart is the heart that is sound and safe. And also to understand the meaning of salim, it has come in the book, Umdat al-Ahkam, Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam. Yani the same word is being used here, al-qalbu as-salim. Al-Qalibu As-Sareem. So we take from that likewise that Allah, He is the one who will bestow the heart that is sound. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have seen that As-Salam is from those names of Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning that He's free of any fault and any defect. He's free of any fault and any defect in His essence and His life, and any of His names and attributes or His actions. Subhanahu wa ta'ala As-Salam. Yani As-Salam min kulli naqsin min kulli aib, min kulli wajh. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the bestower of that, of peace and safety and security. So here likewise the heart is also described as salama. What is the salama from? What is the safety from? What is it free from? What is it far from? The author, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, is free from every desire. Every desire in the heart, every lust or want in the heart that is contrary to the command of Allah and His prohibition. That is contrary to the command of Allah and His prohibition. Meaning that this heart, it only wants Allah. It only wants Allah. Anything that is contrary to that, then he does not intend that, nor want that, nor desire that. Nor desire that. His goal is the hereafter. His hope is the pleasure of Allah. And this is the sound heart. So therefore, everything in this life will be a means for that person to use this goal. He will not be preoccupied with this life on his main goal, yani over his main goal. He will not be preoccupied with this worldly life over his main goal. His main goal is not this life. Rather, he will take from this life that which will aid him and help him and benefit him and be a means for him to reach his goal. And his goal is the pleasure of Allah and the home of the hereafter. And the home of the hereafter. So from the attribute of that person, that inside of his heart, he does not have anything that is conflicting with the command of Allah or the prohibition of Allah. And not that he's not facing any desires, but he fights his soul until this is what he hopes and wants. And this is what he desires. And therefore, when anything that is contrary to that comes to this type of heart, or any fitna or trial from the shubuhat or the shahawat come to his heart, he detests that. He detests that. It doesn't mean that it won't come. La, it will come. And the whispers will come, the wasawis will come, the trials, he will face them. But whenever it comes to a heart like this, he will see, that, for example, the trial of women, and he will detest that and hate that, and dislike that and turn away from that and flee from that. Ma'adallah. Or if he's seen the trials of wealth, likewise, the same thing. And if he was tried with some wealth that is impermissible, his heart will detest that and flee from that and avoid that. And he will dislike that. And this is the case with the heart that is sound. So it will not increase in anything except for firmness and strength and faith and light whenever the fitin come to it. The fitin do not affect the heart that is alive and the heart that is healthy. Does it mean that the fitin will come? La, the fitin, they will come. This life is a fitna. وَلَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَمْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى. This life is a test and a trial. But the heart that is sound and alive, it will love that which Allah loves and hate that which Allah hates. And whenever these affairs come to it, it will dislike that and turn away from it. And if it's ever tried, as we have seen before, if it's ever tried before weak, he will blame himself. He will blame himself. He will find fault with himself. He will have remorse quickly. And even if he slipped and fell, he would have remorse quickly. His heart is alive. His heart realizes the greatness of Allah, the bounty of Allah. And therefore, even whenever it falls weak sometimes, yani it will repent. It will have repentance and devotion. This is a sound heart. It dislikes disobedience. And this is the grace from Allah. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْإِسْيَانَ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَةً. الله أكبر. That's grace from Allah and a mercy. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His grace and for His mercy. So therefore he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, and he based upon this, it's the heart that has no desire to anything that is contrary to the command of Allah and the prohibition of Allah. وَمِن كُلِّ شُبَهَةٍ تُعَارِضُ خَبَرَهُ خَبَرَهُ. And likewise, the heart is safe and sound from every doubt or misunderstanding or misinterpretation, any innovation in the religion that is contrary to that which has come, any from the information of Allah Azza wa Jalla, any that which He has informed of in His book or in the Sunnah of His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it has no shahwa that is contrary, yani his intention is the pleasure of Allah, and he has a desire for that, and likewise he has no doubts or no misunderstandings. So therefore he has knowledge, and he has firm resolve and determination. And this is the means of success. Knowledge and firm resolve and determination. You need to be upright upon that knowledge. This is the heart here that is good. He says, so the reality of this heart, فَسَرِمَ, the one whose heart is like this, فَسَرِمَ مِنْ عُبُودِيَةِ مَا سِوَاهُ. This heart is safe now in this manner from servitude to anything besides Allah. It's safe in this manner from servitude to anything besides Allah. Because if a person, he obeys his desires and shaitan in disobedience to Allah, this is the type of worship. He's surrendering to him in this manner. And this is why a person, he will become a slave to his desires. He'll become a slave to his desires if he's not careful, and he's following his whims and following his desires. He's a slave to that. That's how they describe it, a slave to his whims. And because he's showing preference to his whims over the command of Allah, and he follows his desires, and they command him, and he complies and submits and surrenders to that which his desires called him to. And so this is the case. The one who is safe from these affairs, he's safe from having servitude and an attachment to everything besides Allah. وَسَلِمَ مِنْ تَحْكِيمِ غَيْرِ رَسُولِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ. And likewise, he will be safe from setting a judge and a rule in his life for anyone other than the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he will only use as a judge and a proof in the affairs in his life, why he does this and why he did not do that, and why he moved this way and why he backed up from this, and why he embarked upon that and why he did not embark upon this. All of his affairs, how he performed his prayer, how he did not perform this or perform that. All of this is based upon yani using the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a judge and a rule and a guide in this affair. And so he'll be safe from this. He'll be safe from this. And this is the issue of the heart that is sound. He said, فَسَلِمَ مِن مَحَبَّةِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ مَعَهُ. So he's safe from loving anyone along with Allah. And he beginning with this is the number one affair. He's safe from loving anyone along with Allah. Loving anyone along with Allah. وَمِنْ خَوْفِهِ وَرَجَائِهِ وَالتَّوَكُّلِ عَلَيْهِ وَالْإِنَابَةِ إِلَيْهِ وَالذُّلِّ لَهُ وَإِثَارِ مَرْضَاتِهِ فِي كُلِّ حَالٍ وَالتَّبَاعُدِ مِنْ سَخَطِهِ بِكُلِّ طَرِيقٍ. So he's safe from all of these affairs. He's safe from loving anyone along with Allah, or having his fear from anyone other than Allah. And the fear that is the right of Allah. And likewise, hoping in anyone other than Allah. لا يرجمن عبد إلا ربا ولا يخفن إلا ذنبا. كما قال علي رضي الله عنه, that a true slave, he will not hope in anything except for his Lord, and he will not fear anything except for his sin. And from the affairs of the dunya. So this is the case here, and he'll be safe from relying upon anyone other than Allah, or devoting himself with humbleness and submission to anyone other than Allah, or showing preference to the pleasure of anyone other than Allah. And the pleasure of Allah takes preference over every situation. This heart is sound. If a person, he sells the pleasure of Allah for the pleasure of the people, meaning he does something to gain the pleasure of the people at the cost of the anger of Allah, it's because of a sickness in his heart. It's because of a sickness in his heart. And this is the point. This is the point. So then he says, yani also that he will be safe from the anger of Allah and everything that makes Allah angry, from every path. He's far from that. هَذَا هُوَ حَقِيقَةُ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ أَلَّتِي لَا تَسْلُحُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. This is the reality of servitude. This is the reality of worship and surrender and submission, which is not suitable for anyone except for Allah. Except for Allah. He says, فَالْقَلْبُ السَّلِيمُ هُوَ الَّذِي سَلِمَ مِنْ أَنْ يَكُونَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ فِيهِ شِرْكٍ أَوْ شَرِيكٍ بِوَجْهٍ مَا. That this heart that is sound and good is a heart that is safe from having any partner with Allah whatsoever in it. It's not attached to other than Allah in any manner whatsoever. The heart is not attached to other than Allah in any manner whatsoever. In any manner whatsoever. Meaning that it's full of at-tawheed. The heart is full of at-tawheed. The tawheed is strong. No matter what happens to this heart, he knows that it's from Allah, from the good and the bad. From the good and the bad. And therefore he acts accordingly in every situation. This is the sound heart. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How amazing is the affair of the believer. And again, this is the case. The believer with the qalb sareem. The believer with the sound heart. With a sound heart. And every situation is good for him because he has faith and he believes and he has knowledge. And he has guidance and he has light. He has guidance and he has light. So therefore his heart is alive. And he knows how to traverse through this life safely. And he knows how to traverse through this life safely. His heart is not attached to the dunya or anything or anyone in the dunya. It's attached to the creator of the dunya. And is hoping and fearing the creator of the dunya alone. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, بَلْ قَلْ خَلَصَتْ عُبُودِيَتُهُ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. That verily the servitude in the heart of this sound heart, in this person's heart is pure. Is pure and only for Allah Azza wa Jal. إِرَادَةً. The irada, meaning the desire, what a person wants. Meaning he only wants Allah. He only wants the pleasure of Allah. Anything in this life that will help a person get to the pleasure of Allah, he loves that and he's upon that and he's trying to reach that and get that and obtain that. And anything that would deter him from that, then he stays away from it. Then he stays away from it. If a person, he has this in his mind, this is what he hopes for and wants. This is the means of success. This is the means of success for an individual. And likewise for families. When a man and a wife, they want to come together, they both have to be upon this. And then they have to agree upon this. This is why they come together. This is how the household will be strong. That, me, I only want the pleasure of Allah. You only want the pleasure of Allah. We come together seeking the pleasure of Allah. If anybody does anything that's questionable, me or you, we ask each other, is Allah pleased with this? If I did something and you don't like it, we ask each other, is Allah pleased with my action and my statement? If we find out according to the evidence that He is, then we comply to that. If we find out and according to the evidence that He's not pleased with that, then we strive to remove that. So then we help each other together upon the pleasure of Allah. The people who have this in their hearts and this is what they want, they will be given success, bi'idhnillah, if they take the effort. And the families that have this together, likewise, many of the problems will be solved. Many of the problems will be solved. Why are you talking like that? Why are you speaking in that tone? Is Allah pleased with that? If they're sincere, and they want the pleasure of Allah, whenever that comes to them, that reprimand comes to them, the heart is alive, it will accept that, and it will humble itself. Yeah, Allah doesn't like that. Allah doesn't like for the husband to raise his voice and to be harsh and to be rude in every moment. And likewise, Allah, He doesn't love for the wife to do the same thing. And Allah, He doesn't love for this and He doesn't love that. So therefore, we find these affairs that Allah, He doesn't love in our life, and we strive to remove them. And we work together upon that way. This is the means of success. First, it has to be an individual, and then in the families, and in this manner, the community grows. And then it's in this manner, the community grows. They raise their family upon that. They raise their children upon that. The child, he wants a toy from Walmart. You ask the child, is Allah pleased with that toy? This toy right here, they're claiming they have superpowers. This toy right here, they say he brings the rain. If you teach the child tawheed from the very beginning, al-rububiyyah, no, I don't want that toy, that's haram. Audhu billah. He will know that. He will learn that. And even if his desire called him to that, you can tell him now because he has the asl that Allah is not pleased with this toy. This toy right here has shirk in it. This toy right here is no good. This comes from the cultivation, cultivating oneself upon seeking the pleasure of Allah. Seeking the pleasure of Allah. Allah, He guides those people like this. And the Quran will be a guidance for those people. يَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ Allah, He guides by way of the Quran those who seek His pleasure. The paths of As-Salam. The paths of Salam. Yani the home of As-Salam and the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of safety and security for Al-Qalb As-Salim. For Al-Qalb As-Salim. Also, he says, so iradatan, what the heart, it's only for Allah. Mahabbatan, love to wakul and inabatan, ikhbatan, humbleness and humility and trust and reliance and love, first and foremost. Khashya wa raja, khalasa amaluhu lillah, that his actions are purely and sincerely for the sake of Allah. Fa'inna habba ahabba lillah. This is such a great point, especially in comparison to the heart that is dead or the heart that is sick. In ahabba ahabba lillah, if the heart loves, it loves for the sake of Allah. If it detests, it detests for the sake of Allah. If it gives, it gives for the sake of Allah. If it prohibits, it prohibits for the sake of Allah. And this is the heart that is alive. This is the heart that is alive. Man ahabba lillahi wa abghadha lillah wa a'ta lillahi wa mana'a lillah faqad istakmala al-iman. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, in the haditha Abi Umama, Sunan Abi Dawood, whoever loves for the sake of Allah and hates for the sake of Allah and he gives for the sake of Allah and he prohibits for the sake of Allah, and some wordings, wa ankaha lillah, and he gives in marriage for the sake of Allah, then verily he has completed his faith. He has completed his faith. These things, they must be for the sake of Allah. This is the heart that is sound. But then he mentioned a beautiful point. He says, وَلَا يَكْفِيهِ هَذَا وَلَا يَكْفِيهِ هَذَا. This is not sufficient alone by itself. This beautiful attention and love of Allah in the heart and desire of the home of the hereafter and the pleasure of Allah. This is not sufficient alone. حَتَّى يَسْلَمَ مِنَ الْإِنْقِيَادِ وَالتَّحْكِيمِ لِكُلِّ مَا عَدَى رَسُولِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Until likewise the heart is safe and sound from complying and surrendering and taking as a judge and a rule in the affairs other than the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, he doesn't follow his whims and desires. He doesn't worship Allah however he likes. He doesn't follow his customs and his culture. If it's contrary to the sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever comes to this reality, likewise, he will find much guidance. Those who were upon disbelief, like Christianity, and other ways of falsehood, or those who were born Muslims, but they were upon ignorance, or they were upon different methodologies contrary to the way of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then they learn these affairs. And then they learn these affairs and they hear this reality and they apply that, they will find so much good in their life. They will come alive as if they had been dead before. The life of obedience and the life that is coming from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and from the revelation that was sent with him sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this manner. And whenever he prefers, he sees that his people, they used to do this and do that and pray like this or pray like that, or this was their custom and this was their way. After prayer they do this or they do that on this certain day, and so on and so forth. And then he reads the narrations and find out that his customs and his cultures and that which he was raised upon is contrary to the way of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then he leaves that. This is the way for the life, for the heart to come alive. This is the way for the heart to come alive. إِنْتُ تُطِعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا. If you obey him, you will be guided. If you obey him, yani the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will be guided. Yani, for somebody who came to Al-Islam, yani you will see the more that you apply the sunnah and the more that you learn about the sunnah, the better your life gets. The better your life gets. The more you learn about the sunnah and the more you apply it, the better your life gets. the better your life is. Somebody may think, for example, oh, the beard is a light thing. Leave it alone for the sake of Allah. Leave it alone for the sake of, and let it grow for the sake of Allah. You will find guidance coming to you. Guidance will come to you. If some people, they think that having the pants below the ankle is a light thing. No, it's not a light thing. Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibit it? He prohibited it. Therefore, raise them above the ankle. And so they're not falling below. For the sake of Allah, watch the guidance come into your life. The guidance will come into your life. Comply with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make him a judge and a rule in all of your affairs. You used to cut your hair like this. You have your hair like that. And you learn about the prohibition of these affairs. And you comply to that and you follow that. Watch the guidance come. It's a promise from Allah. In tuti'uhu tahtadu. If you obey him, you will be guided. If you obey him, you will be guided. And this is the favor from Allah and the blessing of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why he was sent. That's why he was sent, as a guidance and a mercy for mankind. How will you have the guidance and the mercy if you do not follow him? And how can you follow him if you do not know him? So therefore, if you learn about him and you know him, and then you follow him the best that you can, you follow the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the guidance will come to your life, and your life will have value, and your life will have worth, and you will look back many years, more than half of a lifetime. It's finished and gone. It's in the past and in the wind. And every now and then you will reflect and remember, SubhanAllah, I used to be like this and be like that. And then you'll reflect and realize again the blessing of Allah and the bounty of Allah. And this is the case for those who submit to Allah and the command of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the key of success. This is the way. And this is the meaning of the shahadatain. This is the meaning of the shahadatain. So therefore we see from that the mercy of Allah. That the one who fulfills the rights of the shahadatain, he has the promise of a sound heart. And everything that comes along with that. From the good of this life and the hereafter. He says, فَيَعْقِدُ قَلْبَهُ مَعَهُ أَقْدًا مُحْكَمًا عَلَى الْإِتِمَامِ وَاقْتِدَاءِ بِهِ وَحْدَهُ دُونَ كُلِ أَحَدٍ. That a person, he will take a bond and his heart will be bonded. He will have a bond in his heart and a promise that is tight. That he will not follow anyone, and he will not take as a role model anyone besides the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not in his statements and not in his actions. Aqwal al-qalbi wa hiya al-aqaid, and not in the statements of the heart, which are the creeds and the beliefs that one has. Wa aqwal al-lisani wa hiya al-khabr amma fi al-qalb, and likewise not from the statements of the tongue either, which is the information that's clarifying, which is in the heart. Wa a'mal al-qalb, and the actions of the heart likewise. Wa hiya al-iradatu wal mahabbatu wal karahatu wa tawabi'uha. وتوابعها, and the actions of the heart, this is the desire and the love and the detest and the hate and that which is following that. And all of this will be in accordance to that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had commanded, and to that which he has come with. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وعمال الجوارح, and likewise the actions of the body parts. فيكون الحاكم عليه في ذلك كله دقه وجله هو ما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the rule over all of that, the judge, and that which referees the affair, and that which sets the ruling, that is followed and obeyed in all of these affairs, in the small and in the major affairs, is that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come with. Is that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come with. And this is from the perfection of the faith in that, and the iman in that, and the shahada and the testification of that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator and the provider and the sustainer of the heavens and the earth. He has a messenger that was sent to inform us of what is pleasing to him, sent to inform us of the way that leads to him and his pleasure. He has a messenger, Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. He has a messenger. His name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you truly believe that, he will never oppose the messenger intentionally, except if he's overcome by his whims. And if he's truly sincere, that it will be lesser and fewer. He believes that he's the messenger of Allah. The messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, فَلَا يَتَقَدَّمُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ بِعَقِيدًا وَلَا قَوْلٌ وَلَا عَمَلٌ. So now the person like this that has a sound heart, he will not go in front of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will not precede him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not with creed, and not with statement, and not with deed, any action. He will not precede him in any of that. What would he be doing? Following behind. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's the messenger of Allah. He's the matbu'. He's the one who's followed. And we follow behind him. And we follow behind him in his creed, and his action, and his statement, and his conduct, in his manners, in his worship, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the best of our ability. He says like this, he says, أي لا تقولوا حتى يقول ولا تفعل حتى يأمر. Don't say anything until he says it. And don't speak about the affairs until you hear it coming from him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you follow him in that. And do not do anything until he commands you. Until he commands you. And you follow him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the issue of the heart that is sound. He says, قال بعض السلفي ما من فعلة وإن صغرت إلا ينشر لها ديوانان لما وكيف أي لما فعلت وكيف فعلت. He said that some of the Salaf they used to mention, and they would say that there is no action whether it's large or whether it's small, يعني how small it may be, except that it will have any two scriptures that will come along with it, two scrolls that come along with it. Why and how? Why did you do this and how did you do this? And everything that you do, whether it's a major action or a minor action, a great action or a small action, no matter how small it is, you're going to be held accountable. There's two things, two affairs that's going to be taken into account about. Why did you do it and how did you do it? You understand that? لِمَا فَعَلْتَ وَكَيْفَ فَعَلْتَ. What is he leading to? الْإِخْلَاسُ وَمَتَابَةَ الْإِخْلَاسُ. Why did you do it and how did you do it? He says, فَالْأَوَّلُ سُعَالٌ عَنْ عِلَّةِ الْفِيلِ وَبَعِثِهِ وَدَعِيهِ هَلْ هُوَ حَظٌ عَاجِرٌ مِنْ حُضُودِ الْعَمِلِ وَغَرَضٍ مِنْ أَغْرَضِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَحَبَّةِ الْمَدْحِ مِنَ النَّاسِ أَوْ خَوْفِ ذَمِّهِمْ وَاسْتِجْلَابِ مَحْبُوبٍ عَاجِلٍ أَوْ دَفْعِ مَكْرُوهٍ عَاجِلٍ أَمِ الْبَعِثُ عَلَى الْفِعْلِ الْقِيَامُ بِحَقِّ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ وَطَالِبُ التَّوَدُّدِ وَالتَّقَرُّبِ إِلَى الرَّبِّ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَابْتِغَاءُ الْوَسِيلَةِ إِلَيْهِ. He says, so the first question, لِمَا فَعَلْتَ. Why did you do it? The first question is asking about the reason that caused the person to act. Was it for some worldly affair, some hastened enjoyment that he can gain, or some intent that he has from the issues of the dunya, or because he loves for the people to praise him, or he's afraid that they will blame him? Is this why he's doing it? Is this why he did what he did? Whatever the action may be, yani for one of these affairs, or because he's trying to bring about some good that is hastened, yani meaning this worldly life, or because he's trying to be safe from something he dislikes in this worldly life, or was the reason that caused him to do that action because he is hoping to establish the rights of Allah? Because he's hoping to establish the rights of Allah, the servitude of Allah, seeking nearness and the love of Allah. Is this why he did it, or was that why he did it? This is the question that will be asked about the actions. The actions like the ones that we're involved in now. May Allah give us success. He said, so he'll be asked about this. He said, وَمَحَلُّ هَذَا السُّؤَالِ أَنَّهُ هَلْ كَانَ عَلَيْكَ أَن تَفْعَلَ هَذَا الْفِعْلِ لِمَوْلَاكَ أَمْ فَعَلْتَهُ لِحَظِّكَ وَهَوَاكَ. He said, so the issue of this question now, yani, is that it will be said, did you do this action for your Lord and your Master? Or did you do it for yourself and your desires? Or did you do it for yourself and your desires? Even some of the people of knowledge, they used to be afraid of knowledge. They used to be afraid of knowledge because they desired and they loved learning so much that their soul would crave knowledge. And they're afraid that their knowledge and their seeking of knowledge was not sincerely for the sake of Allah, rather it was for their own soul. Rather it was for the pleasure of their own soul, because they found the delight of knowledge and the sweetness of knowledge, and then they would seek knowledge and strive to learn knowledge and speak about knowledge. And one of them would be afraid that it was not sincerely for the sake of Allah, rather even that would be for his own soul, because he likes that and desired that. And he, so this is the issue. Even it's mentioned about Sufyan al-Thawri, he had shahwatu tahdith. He had the desire in his heart to narrate. And it's mentioned like this in his biography, that he loved to narrate. Yani, narrating narrations become very beloved to him, and the likes like this. And it's mentioned that some of them would hear narrations, and he would go narrate to his to the slave woman in his house. She said, "I don't even understand this. I just heard these narrations now, and I want to narrate to somebody." And so he would narrate to a person, yani, in the home, and they don't even understand what he's speaking about. But the fact that he just loves to narrate, and he wants to narrate his narrations to make them firmer, and the likes like this. And so the point is, yani, that it would be a person to be asked about this. Why did you do it? Did you do it for your Lord, or for yourself, and for your desires? The issue here, hawak. Yani, the hawa has a great play in the disease of the heart and the cure of the heart. To follow the guidance is to follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and contrary to that is to follow the hawa, the desires. He says, والثانية سؤال عن متابعة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في ذلك التعبد. And the second question is that one will be asked about following the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم in this act of worship. أي كان هل كان ذلك العمل مما شرعته لك على لسان رسولي أم كان عملا لم أشرعه ولم أرضاه. يعني meaning the question, يعني كيف فعلت, how did you do it? Even if a person, he came in the beginning, he did it only for the sake of Allah, it's not sufficient until the other question is answered and responded to properly. It's not sufficient until the second question is answered and responded to properly. Why did you do it? If he got that question right, now he has one more question before he passed the test. How did you do it? How did you do it? He said, this question here means that Allah is going to ask, he said, did you do that action according to that which I have legislated for you on the tongue of my messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or was the deed not in accordance to what I legislated, nor according to what I'm pleased with? And this is what he's saying, the question is here. Meaning that which Allah legislated, this is what he's pleased with. And everything that's contrary to that, he's not pleased with that. So the one who is truly sincere and seeking the pleasure of Allah, he will follow the path of Allah. And the path of Allah is the path of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there's no other path that leads to his pleasure. There's no other path that leads to his pleasure. Only the path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of the other paths, they're blocked and they're stopped. And they do not lead to his pleasure, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only the path of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who clarified that path to us? As-sahabatul kiram. Who carried it after them? At-tabi'un. And who conveyed that and held that trust after them? Atba'u tabi'in. All the way until the next generation, tabi'u atba'u tabi'in. And then after that, that sunnah was inscribed in books. And those books, they reach us to this day. If a person, he wants to truly seek the pleasure of Allah, let him have concern. Let him have concern of the books of the Salaf, the books of Hadith, the books of the Sunnah, Al-Jawami, Wasiha, Was-Sunan. These books here, the books of Hadith that we have been studying and learning about. These are books that clarify that way that leads to Allah. The way that he had legislated on the tongue of his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's very important to have concern for the books of Hadith and the scholars of Hadith and the narrations of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says here, to summarize again, the first one is a question about ikhlas, and the second one is a question about al-mutaba'ah, about mutaba'ah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not accept any action except with these two affairs. So the way to be safe, in the first question is that you have tajreed al-ikhlas, that you purify the sincerity. That it's pure and for Allah alone. That the ikhlas and the intention is for Allah alone. And as for the second question, that means that one has to fulfill the rights of following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, and the issue now it comes to فطريق التخلص من السؤال الأول بتجليل الإخلاص وطريق التخلص من السؤال الثاني بتحقيق المتابعة والسلامة القلب من إرادة تعارض الإخلاص وهوان يعارض الاتباع. That the heart, it will be safe from every desire that is contrary to al-ikhlas. From every desire that is contrary to al-ikhlas. And also from every whim that is contrary to following. That is contrary to following. So the one who does not follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is because of whims and desires. Whims and desires. He's following his desires. He's following his desires. فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. Allah, he said to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they do not respond to you, O Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then know that they are only following their desires. Then know that they are only following their desires. So we have al-huda, and this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. And then we have al-hawa, and it's everything that is contrary to that. It's everything that is contrary to that. There's a narration from Abdullah bin Amr, I remember now. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تابعا لما جئت به. That not one of you truly believes until his desires are following that which I have come with. Until his desires are following with that which I have come with. And in Nawawi, he authenticated this narration in Arba'in al-Nawawiyyah. So a number of the scholars mentioned that it's authentic. Others have mentioned that it's weak. But no doubt the meaning is correct. The meaning is correct, that a person, he will not fulfill the rights of Iman until his desires are falling behind that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come with. And this is the means of success, al-ikhlas and al-itiba'. He says, فَهَذِهِ حَقِيقَةُ سَلَامَةِ الْقَلْبِ. الذي ضمنت له النجاة والسعادة. This is the reality of the sound heart. This here's the reality of the sound heart, which will guarantee for him safety and happiness and bliss in this life and the hereafter. In this life and the hereafter. So the sound heart is the heart that fulfills the rights of a tawheed, and likewise fulfills the rights of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam in following him. And the one who truly understands the shahadatain. So this is a great indication of learning the conditions of the shahadatain and the rights of the shahadatain, and learning what it both of them mean and require, and making great effort to know that. Making great effort to know that. فَعْلَمَ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. And he's making great effort to learn about the shahada. Great effort to learn what does it mean, La ilaha illallah. Great effort to learn what that means and what it requires and what it necessitates and how to fulfill that. And likewise, great effort to know what Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means, and truly, and the rights of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, rahimahullah, al-qalbu thani dhidu hadha. The second type of heart is contrary to that, and this is the dead heart. وَهُوَ الْقَلْبُ الْمَيِّتُ الَّذِي لَا حَيَاةَ بِهِ. The dead heart that has no life. فَهُوَ لَا يَعْرِفُ رَبَّهُ. Number one, he doesn't know his Lord. It doesn't know his Lord. Contrary in entirety, this heart here is dead. It does not even know its Lord, the one who created it. He's not aware of that. وَلَا يَعْبُدُهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَمَا يُحِبُّهُ وَيَرْضَاهُ. He does not worship. He does not worship his Lord either with his command or nor anything that is pleasing or beloved to him. بَلْ هُوَ وَاقِفٌ مَعَ شَهَوَاتِهِ وَلَذَاتِهِ. Rather, this heart that is dead, it is standing firm along with its desires and lusts and that which it wants and finds pleasure in. وَلَوْ كَانَ فِيهِ سَخَطُ رَبِّهِ وَغَضَبُهُ. Even if having those lusts and those desires will obtain him the anger and the displeasure of his Lord, and he has no care. فَهُوَ لَا يُبَالِي إِذَا فَازَ بِشَهْوَتِهِ وَحَظِّهِ رَضِيَ رَبُّهُ أَمْ سَخِطْ. So he has no care or concern whatsoever, so long as he fulfills his desires, whether his Lord is happy or angry with him. Whether his Lord is happy or angry with him, he has no concern or care about this affair. فَهُوَ مُتَعَبِّدٌ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. So in reality, he's worshipping other than Allah. حُبًّا وَخَوْفًا وَرَجَاءً وَرِضًا وَسَخَطًا وَتَعْظِيمًا وَذُلًّا. إِنَّ أَحَبَّ أَحَبَّ لِهَوَاهُ. When abghada, abghada lihawahu. When a'ta, a'ta lihawahu. Wa in mana'a, mana'a lihawahu. Wallahu musta'an. So in reality, this heart, he says, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala, is worshipping other than Allah with his love and with his fear and with his hope and with his pleasure and with his anger and dislike or dissatisfaction and with his veneration and with his with his submission and surrender and humbleness. If he loves, he loves for the sake of his desires. If he hates, he hates for the sake of his desires. If he gives, it's according to his desires. If he prohibits, it's because of his desires. فَهَوَاهُ أَثَارُ عِنْدَهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رِضَى مَوْلَاهُ. He says, so therefore his desires is more preferable and beloved to him than the pleasure of his Lord. Is more beloved to him than the pleasure of his Lord. You see that? His desires are more beloved to him than the pleasure of his Lord. The first one, that's the heart that is sound, all of these things are for the sake of Allah. This person here, all of these things are for the sake of his desires. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنْ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهُ هَوَى. Have you not seen the one? Allah, he says, have you not seen the one who's taken his own desires as his ilah, as his God, as his object of worship? And it's been mentioned from the Salaf, they said, هُوَ الَّذِي لَا يَهْوَى شَيْئًا إِلَّا رَكِبَهُ. That this person here that took his desires as his God, as his Lord, an object of worship, he's the one who does not desire anything except for he perpetrates it. That's the description of this person he's making here. And no matter what, regardless of whether Allah is angry or pleased, if this is something he wants in his desire, in his heart, he will do it. He will do it. It does not even affect him whatsoever. What do you have to be like? This heart is dead. This heart is dead. This heart is dead. No life. He says at this time, يعني فالهوى إمامه والشهوة قائده والجهل سائسه والغفلة مركبه. He says, so at this time his desires is his imam. And his lust, this is what leads him. And ignorance governs him. And heedlessness is what he's riding upon. is how he's getting down the path. He says, فُهُوَ بِالْفِكْرِ فِي تَحْسِيرِ أَغْرَاضِهِ الدُّنْيَوِيَ مَعْمُورٍ. So him, he's completely overcome. And all of his efforts, he's completely overcome. All of his efforts are into fulfill his intentions and desires. وبسكرة الهوى وحب العاجلة مغمور. And with the drunkenness of his desires and the love of this present life, he is engulfed. ينادى إلى الله ولدار الآخرة من مكان بعيد. He's being called to Allah, to the home of the hereafter from a far off place. I mean, he's far from that. He's far from all of that. He's distanced himself from that entirely. يعني أعوذ بالله, that's called a لعنة, huh? The one who's far from the mercy of Allah and he's far from the pleasure of Allah, this person is called mal'oon, la'in, waliyadu billah, that's shaitan. And that's the devil, waliyadu billah. He says, فَلَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لِلنَّاسِحِ وَيَتَّبِعُ كُلَّ الشَّيْطَانٍ مَرِيدٍ. He does not respond to the one who sincerely advises him and he follows every misguided devil. And if this is the case, the heart dies and it will prefer misguidance over guidance. فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَى. They prefer blindness, yani blindness to the reality of the Tawheed. They prefer that over God. This is the heart that is dead. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. He says, الدُّنْيَا تُسْخِطُهُ وَتُرْضِيهِ. The dunya makes him mad, upsets him, and pleases him. Yani the dunya, the worldly life. The worldly life is the means for him to be happy or displeased. That's not the command of Allah, the decree of Allah, the pleasure of Allah. None of this. He's not happy for these affairs, rather it's the dunya. وَالْهَوَى يُصِمُّهُ عَمَّا سِوَى الْبَاطِلِ وَيُعْمِي. And his desires, his hawa, it blinds him and causes him to be deaf from everything besides falsehood. The only thing he can see is falsehood. The only thing he can see is falsehood. There's a verse that would be suitable here in Surah Al-A'raf, subhanAllah. فَهُوَ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَمَا قِيلَ فِي لَيْلَةٍ. He says, so this person with regards to the dunya, the worldly life, he's like what's been mentioned about Layla. Layla, a woman, and in the times of Jahiliyyah, they would have poetry about her. He says, عَدُوٌ لِمَنْ عَادَتْ وَسِلْمٌ لِأَهْلِهَا وَمَنْ قَرَّبَتْ لَيْلَ أَحَبَّ وَقَرَّبَا. وَمَنْ قَرَّبَتْ لَيْلَ أَحَبَّ وَقَرَّبَا. You mentioned يعني, this example of the person who had become يعني, overwhelmed in lust and love with this woman. He says that he's an enemy to anyone she's an enemy to, and he has peace and yani love for her family, or meaning her people, and whoever she brings close, then he loves and he's close to. Yani meaning he loves for the sake of that person, and he hates for the sake of that person, and that's the example of the person whose heart is dead. He loves for the sake of the dunya and his desires, and he hates for the same reason. فَمُخَالَطَةُ صَاحِبِ هَذَا الْقَلْبِ سُكْمٌ. Mixing with a person who has a heart like this is sukmun, is sickness and disease, and it means for that. وَمُعَاشِرَتُهُ سُمٌ. And to have dealings with him is poison. وَمُجَالَسَتُهُ هَلَاك. And to sit in his company, and to partake in his gatherings and sit along with him, accompany him, is destruction. Is destruction. This is the person who his heart is dead. The author, he says, Ibn Qayyim, وَالْقَلْبُ ثَالِثُ قَلْبٌ لَهُ حَيَاتٌ وَبِهِ عِلَّةٌ. The third type of heart is the heart that has life, but it has an illness. فَلَهُ مَادَّتَانِ تَمُدُّهُ هَذِهِ مَرَّةً وَهَذِهِ أُخْرَى. So this heart that has a sickness, it's receiving nourishment from two aspects. Sometimes it's being nourished by the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal and the revelation and the legislation and the love of Allah. And other times it's being cultivated and raised upon the love of itself and its desires and the dunya. And sometimes it's being provided nourishment from this, from the good, and other times it's being fed with the baathil and the falsehood and the evil. وَهُوَ إِلِمَا غَرَبَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْهُمَا. And the heart will go to that which, or it's going to be considered from whichever one overcomes him. And if he's overcome by the goodness and the guidance, then the heart is closer to the guidance and upright and better and sound. And if it's overcome by falsehood and following the whims and desires, then likewise it will be considered from this aspect sick and weak in this manner. He says, فَفِيهِ مِنْ مَحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَالْإِمَانِ بِهِ وَالْإِخْلَاصِ لَهُ وَتَوَكُّلُ عَلَيْهِ مَا هُوَ مَادَّةُ حَيَاتِهِ. So it has in this heart that is sick, it has the love of Allah, and it has iman and sincere faith and sincerity, and it has trust and alliance and reliance on Allah, an amount that it remains alive. It has the amount that it remains alive. And he's meaning that this is the way of the life. The heart is alive by way of these affairs. So although it's sick, it has an amount of these issues here in his heart, so that it's still considered to be alive. وَفِيهِ مِنْ مَحَبَّةِ الشَّهَوَاتِ وَأَيْثَارِهَا وَالْحِرْسِ عَلَى تَحْصِيرِهَا وَالْحَسَدِ وَالْكِبْرِ وَالْعُجْبِ وَحُبِّ الْعُلُوِّ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِالرِّيَاسَةِ مَا هُوَ مَادَةُ هَلَاكِهِ وَأَطَبِهِ مَا هُوَ مَادَةُ هَلَاكِهِ وَأَطَبِهِ. So on the other hand, likewise, it has the love of desires and lusts and the preference of that. The preference of that, an indication that a person, maybe he has a love in his heart for some things that are sinful, from the impermissible affairs. But if he does not prefer that and he fights that, he will not be held accountable. If a person has a lust for that which is impermissible, and then he fights his soul against that, and he does not show preference to that, then he is in jihad. But here the one who has become sick, he has the love of shahawat wa itharuha, and he shows preference to that. And he puts that in front of the command of Allah. He puts that in front of the command of Allah. And also he's diligent upon obtaining that. And not only that, he prefers that. Then he strives to obtain those desires. And likewise in his heart is envy and jealousy and arrogance and pride and self-amazement and the love of having a status and rank in the earth by having position. All of this, he has an amount of this. Likewise in his heart, that is the means for the destruction and the ruin of his heart. فَهُوَ مُمْتَحَنٌ بَيْنَ دَعِيَيْنِ. So this person, he's been tried between two callers. And his heart is, and his soul is being called in two manners. دَاعٍ يَدْعُوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَدَارِ الْآخِرَةِ وَدَاعٍ يَدْعُوهُ إِلَى الْعَاجِلَةِ. He says, so he has two callers he's tried with. One of them is calling him to Allah and to his messenger and to the hereafter, the home and the hereafter. And another caller is calling him to the present in the worldly life. He says, فَهُوَ إِنَّمَا يُجِيبُ أَقْرَبَهُمَا مِنْهُ بَابًا وَأَدْنَاهُمَا إِلَيْهِ جَوَازًا. He only responds to the one who was closest and nearest to him. And this again goes back to the issue before about companions. And if a person is in the company of the righteous, then it's easy for him to respond to the call of Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because that's what the righteous are calling to. But if he's in the company of the wicked or the negligent or the heedless, then they are calling to what they're upon from the desires and the whims and the likes like this. So he'll be around them and that call will be close. And he'll be tried by that, and he will fall in. And he will fall in. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is the case. So he says, فَالْقَلْبُ الْأَوَّلُ حَيٌّ مُخْبِتٌ لَيِّنٌ وَاعٍ. The first heart, which is alive, it is a heart that is alive, and it's humble and submissive, and it's soft, and it's comprehensive, understanding. وَالثَّانِي يَابِسٌ مَيِّتٌ. And the second one is dried up and dead. وَالثَّانِي مَرِيضٌ فَإِمَّا إِلَى السَّلَامَةِ أَدْنَى وَإِمَّا إِلَى الْأَطَبِ أَدْنَى. And the third one, it is sick. It is ill and sick. And either it is closer to being safe and sound and cured, or it is closer to its own destruction. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify our affairs and to purify our hearts and to aid us against our own souls. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.